tonight, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s. Dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Upgraded charges for William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He is being held without bond. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson tells us someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge Department shop and then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt. So far, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery Monday night. Police say a man was robbed at gunpoint in the 900 block of Ann Street while trying to sell electronics. The man was not injured. Police have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dashing to Boot Barn to get Ariat Christmas gifts. Ariat boots for him and her. It's the first gift on their list. $20 off select Ariat boots. What fun it is to unwrap the West. There's a Boot Barn tonight.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Congressional Democrats yesterday issued a 300-page long case for impeaching the president.
This report chronicles a scheme by the president of the United States to coerce an ally.
President Trump is meeting NATO leaders in London, demanding they pay their fair share to fund the security alliance.
Larry Page has stepped down as the CEO of the Google parent company Alphabet.
There's one fewer Democrat running for president. Kamala Harris ended her campaign yesterday.
The U.S. is threatening tariffs up to 100% on French imports, including wine and handbags.
Several types of ready-to-eat salads, sushi, and spring rolls produced by Fuji Food Products have been pulled from shelves as part of a voluntary recall due to possible listeria.
The record for the Cannonball Run has been broken. It took the drivers just 27 hours and 25 minutes to go from coast to coast.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
59 degrees outside. Sam Morgan is up 193 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
It is great, gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
I mean, gorgeous. A little chilly, but gorgeous. It was cold this morning. 272-9228, that's where we are. We're watching the hearings. We'll get down to that. We'll get down to news. MTP Daily, Meet the Press Daily, did something very unusual yesterday that told me everything I need to know about how this impeachment stuff's going on. We'll get into that. We'll get into Turley and his opening statements and what's going on now. Let me tell you something. This thing is falling apart for the Democrats. But before I do that, let me bring in a good friend to the show, the one and only Becky Gerritsen. Hey, Becky, how are you?
I am doing very well. How are you guys?
I'm doing excellent. First question is, how's Eric?
He's wonderful. He's busy working, but, you know, when he comes home, it's time to chill, and he's had a really busy week, so he's been happy when he gets to come home.
I like that. Well, you tell him I said hi, okay?
Yeah, and what are you all dressed up for? Is there a hot day or something?
That's the exaggeration of Jack and Joey, but...
It's not like I'm wearing. He looks nice today, but he's just wearing a button-up shirt.
I'm just wearing a dress shirt.
So I gotcha.
It's because it's 59 degrees outside. That's why I'm doing that. Now, Becky, you sent me a video, and you've got a concern about something that's going on in our Alabama education system. Tell the audience about it.
Well, the Alabama State School Board is going to be voting on new, and I say that with little parentheses around it, math standards for K through 12, and they're going to be voting on December 12th. Well, they were getting ready to do this back in the spring, and we reviewed them and found out they were the same as Common Core. So the vote was delayed. They have supposedly tweaked these standards and made them better, and they're different now. They're not Common Core. Well, we did a side-by-side review of them again, and we're just shocked that in many places, it is word for word directly from Common Core. In some places where they've just switched the sentences around, so it says the same thing. They just put the first part of the sentence at the back part of the sentence.
Those rascals, I can't believe they did that. Now, first of all, where can they see the video where you're explaining this?
On our Facebook page, or, you know what, I'm just getting ready to post it on our website at alabamaeagle.org. So if you give me about 30 minutes, I'm posting another, all these links to these. We did side-by-side comparisons, so you can look directly at the new standards that are proposed versus Common Core, and you will be able to see for yourself, word for word. We didn't do anything to it. We just cut and pasted it from the Common Core website and cut and pasted from the actual proposed standards so that the public can see. We do have Common Core in Alabama, and they're ready to give us the same Common Core. This is basically what we've had for the last 10 years. They're trying to give it to us again, and we're just fighting against that. It is time to get rid of these standards that do not work and that have taken us to the bottom. I mean, we're at the very bottom. Mississippi's ahead of us now.
Oh, no.
So, I know, we're in big trouble. But this video, and I will post it, Dan, if you want to share it on your site, that would be great. It's just a three-minute video on YouTube, and I will post it at alabamaeagle.org. But please, let your friends know as you're talking to them across the state to contact their school board members and ask them to vote no. We want to adopt standards that are proven and have already worked. We have several different choices of standards that we could use that are non-Common Core, and we really believe this is what we need to do to make it better for our state.
Several questions here. Number one, why are they taking this tack? Because I completely got what you're saying, that they were taking a sentence that was at the words that were at the beginning of the sentence, move it to the back, take the things that were at the back of the sentence, and move it up to the front, which is actually things that people will do in contracts to say that they changed it, but they didn't change it.
Exactly. And that's what I think it is. And also, if you read the beginning of the standards, it says, this document was prepared by the math committee. It didn't say was created by, was, you know, developed by. It was actually, they made the document. So they cut and pasted from Common Core. It's just amazing. It is such plagiarism. So I personally reviewed K through 6, and I knew they were going to be very similar to Common Core, but I just sat there with my mouth open going, oh my gosh, even the examples they use in the standards are exactly from Common Core.
Is somebody
word
gonna,
for word in so many places.
Is somebody going to make a presentation before the Alabama Board of Education to point this out to them?
Oh, yes. Believe me, everyone is very aware, and if they give us the opportunity to talk that Thursday coming up on the 12th of December, of course, we will do that. But the board members, the state superintendent, the deputy superintendent, the math committee, they have all seen this. They've seen our emails. They've seen the video. And actually, we have two reviews. We had a friend of ours from Washington State. He did an in-depth review of K through 8, which also is on our website at alabamaeagle.org. Just scroll down, you'll see all our blog posts. And then Dr. Milgram, who is an amazing mathematician, he did a review on 9 through 12. And let me tell you, you'll die when you see his report. He no holds barred. He just goes at him that these are the worst standards he's ever seen. Throw them in the trash. He actually says that in his review.
Now, one thing I was a little confused about is that, can you pop me up a little bit, please? One of the things I was really a little confused about, where did the document originate from? Was it the math department within the Alabama Department of Education?
Yes, there is a math course of study committee that actually reviews, and you know, they took what we were using before, which was Common Core, and they just tweaked it a little bit. In some places it's exactly the same, but we have compared all three documents, the original Common Core that you can find on the Common Core website, then the standards we've been using, which are Common Core, and then the 2019 Common Core. And if y'all look at the review that's on our website, the K-8 review, he breaks down the standards where you can see word for word the three different documents. First Common Core, then what we are using now, and then what's proposed.
Okay, do you think that the superintendent of education knew about this, knew that it was being cut and pasted like that?
I think so. I think this is just a standard across the country. I think this is how states get away with saying, oh, it's not Common Core. It was us in Alabama. These are our standards. Well, they claim that because they changed the words around. Oh, or in some places they'll say, like, in Common Core it said, identify, blah, blah, blah. Well, now it says recognize, blah, blah, blah. They changed one word. Identify, recognize means the same thing to me. It didn't change the standard, but they could technically claim that they changed it, and it's not Common Core.
Why are they so wedded to Common Core?
That is a wonderful question. I don't know.
I haven't heard Becky growl, but maybe one other time.
Yeah, it's really, and they want to teach students the why that we do math, not just memorization and that you don't understand what you're doing. So, okay, I understand that argument, but these young brains, elementary ed is so important because math builds upon itself. So if you don't teach kids, yes, if you don't teach kids the very basics at the beginning, to include memory, memorizing things, to include basic, like how to carry and borrow, that's the standard algorithm. They don't teach that as the main form of learning how to do problems. They do things like draw pictures and all these other different abstract things. That's what our problem is. That's one of the main problems. And that has put us, because we do it that way now with Common Core, that puts us 2 years behind top performing countries. Wow. So it's all in the review, these details. We have a serious problem, though. If these standards, if they vote on December 12th and they pass, we will be stuck in this same exact position for the next 5 years. So
if the vote were held today, how do you think the vote would break?
I think we're at the point where one person is going to make a difference.
Is there any particular person that should be targeted?
All of them. But yes, I think Tracy West, Cynthia McCarty, and Jeff Newman, and the governor, they could all be contacted. Yeah, everyone else, like Stephanie Bell, Jackie Ziegler, Dr. Wayne, why is my drawing a blank? He's from Huntsville. They have all been outspoken about their dislike of these standards. Yvette Richardson is another one. Yeah, she's been outspoken against the standards. Yvette Richardson is also, I'm not quite sure where she is on this. So if any of those names ring a bell, they should be contacted. And if you need any resources, don't just take my word for it. Go to Alabama Eagle and scroll down our homepage. You will see a list of blog posts that have all of this different information. And you can just one click and you can see for yourself. And you can get great talking points out of these reviews as well.
What is the influence over the governor, do you think, about this issue?
I don't know. I think, you know, she wants to support the Department of Education. She trusts them, as we all want to trust them. We all want them to be doing the right thing. So, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'll be visiting with her tomorrow, or with someone from her office tomorrow, just to show them.
These are
exactly the same thing that we've been doing.
Are you going to be talking to Joe Bonner?
I'm going to be speaking with his education advisor, education advisor. Right.
Well, Joe Bonner may be, I'm understanding from somebody, that I've got two people texting me that are very familiar with this, one you know extremely well, but Joe Bonner may be somebody that could be changed on this.
Well, and we talked to him back in the spring, and he did help us. I think his advice from us to the governor helped her put a stop on this. I have not reached out to him this time, so maybe I'll try a little bit harder to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
but time is short. Time is short.
The person that is telling me that is very inside,
okay,
knowing about those things. So just heed that advice out there. Okay, so the vote's on the 12th. You need to contact your board members and the governor's office and talk about, don't just redo Common Core. Don't just move things around. Actually make changes for the positive for our kids in Alabama, because we cannot have Mississippi in front of us.
That's right. That's great.
That's a bumper sticker, isn't it?
It is. So go to alabamaeagle.org, and if y'all check back later this afternoon, I will have my video on there. Or you can just go to YouTube and look up Eagle Forum of Alabama. It's right there on YouTube on our channel.
Becky, I appreciate you calling in today. I appreciate what you do. Good luck. Keep us posted.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'm sure I'll talk to you before Christmas, but in the meantime, enjoy this cold weather.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Becky Garrison, going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I want to thank Becky Garrison for being on the front line on that issue. Very, very important. This is it's a critical issue. You know, we've had Stephanie Bell in talking about this in studio, and we can't afford another decade of Common Core in this area. I have a client who has a drafting design company, And one of the things he does and that he's going to stop doing is he would take kids that were in high school and bring them into his business and do internships to teach them drafting skills. He said, but the problem is their math skills are so bad that they can't do it. And what we're doing is we're teaching them math instead of drafting, and they need to be doing drafting. And so where we would have 25 students to choose from, we may be lucky to have three.
Well, now imagine with drafting, it's not like you're bringing up algebra. Well, you might for geographic shape or yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing geometry.
Geometry, not geographic. Algebra. Math wasn't my strong suit, but I got to write up trigonometry, and then I'm like, I'm done with this stuff. I don't need to take calculus.
You don't want to do that. Math was my absolute favorite. Trig and algebra and just loved it. I could not get enough of it. Okay, so I want to tell you something. The biggest sign that the Democrats or losing is when I went home yesterday and I turned on, oh no, the American flag got broken.
Oh no. We have a tiny American flag that's been sitting in our mic stand, folks, and the wood broke on it.
Oh wow, somebody abused it. The clearest example was when I went home and I turned on MTP, standing for Meet the Press, daily, and Chuck Todd.
Why do you do this, Elf?
Well, because I'm doing it for the audience. You know, I'll sacrifice for the audience. I'll take one for the team. So, Chuck Todd, this is opening the show yesterday. Listen to the show opener, and then we'll get into the depth of it. Now, he doesn't just point blank, but you can hear it in the undertone of everything. Listen in.
Good evening. I am Chuck Todd in Washington, because every day is a day, where we are counting down to what is an historic moment. In roughly 1 hour, the House Intelligence Committee will be voting to adopt the impeachment report it made public this afternoon, sending it to the House Judiciary Committee, which is then expected to begin drafting official articles of impeachment, in other words, the indictment, if you will, to put it in judicial terms. The evidence Democrats have gathered and compiled in this 300-page report lays out what is a pretty damning and clear-cut set of facts on what they went out and said happened. They conclude that the impeachment inquiry has found that President Trump, personally and acting through agents within and outside of the U.S. government, solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, to benefit his reelection. And using the power of the office of the president and exercising his authority over the executive branch, President Trump ordered and implemented a campaign to conceal his conduct from the public and frustrate and obstruct the House of Representatives' impeachment inquiry. There are new revelations in this report, actually, including contact among Rudy Giuliani, one of his indicted associates, the White House Office of Management and Budget, and the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. Basically, Rudy Giuliani's phone number is all over this report. At a press conference this afternoon, Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff addressed questions about whether Democrats should investigate these leads that they have come up with before handing the baton to the Judiciary Committee.
I think what we have produced in remarkable short order is so overwhelming that it ought to be presented to the Judiciary Committee now without any further delay. If we do uncover additional evidence and we do learn more every day, we will feel free to file supplemental reports to the Judiciary Committee. But there is, I think, grave risk to the country with waiting until we have every last fact, when we already know enough about the president's misconduct to make a responsible judgment about whether we think that's compatible with the office of the presidency.
Chairman. Look, this should be a game-changing moment for the House Democrats. Yet, they're arguably losing the impeachment battle politically because they are losing an information war with Republicans. The president's allies have embraced a Russian conspiracy theory about Ukraine meddling in the 2016 election. They've embraced President Trump's conspiracy theories that impeachment is part of some deep state coup. And while they've embraced a messaging war to defend Trump, Democrats seem divided about what it would take to go all in on a messaging war to remove him. Even though the facts are arguably on their side, perhaps an even bigger question is, what does it say about the threat to our democracy if you can't win a fight based on facts?
Okay, that was his opener. So notice he kind of threw out that they're losing the political argument here because they can't get the facts that are out. Now I'm going to get to the Giuliani and the telephone calls. I need to go down and get the call log out of my car. But that was the setup. And it gets a lot better than this. You're going to listen. You're going to hear tone. Tonality is everything. And these are not like moderate conservative people that are on his panel. Let me go to a break and come back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
I'm only happy when it rains.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The impeachability of President Trump's actions, the focus of the first House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearings. Professor Pamela Karlan telling lawmakers without an investigation.
What you're saying is it's fine to go ahead and do this again.
Jonathan Turley of George Washington University testifying that even though he's not a supporter of President Trump, he has questions about the Democratic case.
President Trump will not be our last president. And what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come.
And President Trump wrapping up a NATO visit to the UK. He had some harsh words for his Canadian counterpart, Justin Trudeau, who was caught on camera gossiping about the president.
Well, he's two-faced.
Trudeau said he wasn't concerned about his hot mic comments impacting the U.S.-Canadian relationship.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start to this week, we have a little warming trend to look forward to. Today, a good bit of sunshine, high temperature around 63. That's a start. Tonight will be chilly, but not quite as cold as last night, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a little warmer, middle 60s, dry, mostly sunny. Chance of showers late Thursday night, but a better chance of rain on Friday. And then over the weekend, highs in the 60s, dry Saturday, maybe a couple of showers around on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922A, that's where we are. Okay, we're going to get back to Meet the Press Daily and Chuck Todd and his guest. So now Chuck is going to go to their Capitol Hill reporter talking about impeachment. Again, listen to the tonality, and the thing that is the big surprise here is they have these phone call records that were put into the report that were not brought up in anything in their hearings. So they just kind of threw those in. There's no, didn't say what the conversation was about. It says who called and who they think they called. And I'm going to tell you the truth about all that because I know how it works. Let's listen in to Chuck Todd talking about to the NBC reporter for the Capitol.
Joining me now with the latest from Capitol Hills, my NBC News colleague, Jeff Bennett. So, Jeff, again, and we went through this, I think, at the when they wrapped up their public hearings. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and this report provided more unanswered questions, yeah. Which lead, and again, it just feels oddly unsatisfactory if you care about the end of this investigation, that we're not at the end of this investigation.
I will say this, though, Chuck. You've got about, what, half of the country, based on national polling, supporting impeachment. That is a high watermark. That, to your point, hasn't really moved much despite the 2 weeks of hearings earlier this, or I guess last month, in November. But I got to tell you, based on reading this report, far and away the most damning part of it are these newly disclosed call logs showing repeated and at times lengthy communications between Rudy Giuliani and the White House Budget Office, the department right. That was involved in holding up the Ukraine aid that was meant to counter Russian aggression. So the report says that these phone records show considerable coordination among the parties involved. And then you've got additional call records showing how Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, was himself communicating with Rudy Giuliani and with Lev Parnas. Lev Parnas, we should remind folks, is the indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani. And if you plot the timeline, if you plot those calls on the timeline, they were communicating in April, around the same time, based on other witness testimony, we know that Giuliani was starting that smear campaign to sideline Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine, who was seen as a problem. So the theory of the case goes that Giuliani and his associates moved her out of the way so that this pressure campaign could move along unencumbered. So if you look at the footnotes of this report, you can see that the House Intelligence Committee got the phone call records from AT&T, a cell phone provider. But there's another detail in here that is bad news for Rudy Giuliani and potentially bad news for President Trump, because Lev Parnas is playing ball with the House Intelligence Committee. So on page 228, it says, Mr. Parnas has begun rolling production of certain records in his possession, custody, or control in response to the subpoena, which the committees are evaluating. The other bit of news we got from Adam Schiff himself, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee today in that press conference, was that he said the committee continues to investigate this Ukraine question. You heard him say there in the open to the show that if some evidentiary bombshell falls into their lap, they're going to provide that to the Judiciary Committee. But what's interesting about it is he said one of the things they're looking at is to see whether or not President Trump tried to put the squeeze on Zelensky's predecessor, so the guy who was president before Zelensky, because right now the timeline starts in the spring of 2019 and ends in September when the aid was ultimately released. Democrats say it was released because President Trump got caught. But I think that's interesting. So watch this space for more on that front, too.
Well, again, it did sort of just open the door saying, why is the investigation at least pausing now? And that's what it feels like is sort of a report in the middle of the project. Anyway, Jeff Bennett on Capitol Hill, thank you.
Okay. So he throws the calls that are out there, but did you hear the kind of the tone of Chuck Todd? It didn't really clear anything up. And he's a little disappointed with that. So now he's going to go to the panel here. And listen to how the panel responds to this, and this is the first person who's an NBC reporter. Listen to how lukewarm they are on this.
For more, I'm joined here on set by WBUR senior correspondent, MSNBC contributor Kimberly Atkins, MSNBC analyst Howard Fineman, and senior vice president at the American Enterprise Institute, Daniel Plutka, also an MSNBC contributor. Kimberly, I go to, this is where I think Democrats, on one hand, have said this whole time they don't want to look too political with this. And yet, every decision they've made on how they conducted this investigation has been with a political, almost fear, on the other side. They have a bunch more leads to pursue, and they're not doing it. Is that a mistake?
Quite possibly so, especially when, just as Jeff pointed out, one of the big revelations in this report comes from Lev Parnas, who is connecting Rudy Giuliani, one of the many ways that this report connects to Rudy Giuliani, and the information that he has is still rolling in. There's a treasure trove of potential evidence coming out of that Southern District of New York prosecution that could be related to this. You have also a lot of people tying this to the Mueller report again, that this is represents a pattern of practice, that there is an attempt to meddle with an election followed by obstructive acts to try to cover it up. Right. It's very reminiscent of that. The report itself is written in a way that's very similar to the Mueller report, and that perhaps we have that Mueller report too. Why are we stopping at just impeachment, just the Ukraine situation, some Democrats are saying. Others are saying, look, this is a clear-cut case. Put it to the American people. Right. That's all you need. And so there is that tension between the Democrats right now, but the more that we learn, the harder it is for them to make this case that the case is closed when it's clearly not.
Okay, so that was the NBC reporter, that the case is closed when it really is not. So in other words, what they're kind of leading to is they really don't have all the information in here, and do they have enough information to do what they want to do? And the panel didn't think so. Now, this is Howard Fineman, who is not a fan of Trump at all. Listen to him and listen to how he puts this together. That it's very unsatisfying.
And I get it. I actually think you have the leadership of the Democratic Party, Howard and Danny, who look at this wall of obstruction on the right. And we can sit here and debate how it happened. It's happened. It's a wall of it ain't going to break. It at least ain't going to break this month. But there's danger in leaving stones unturned.
Well, I think that the committee and Chairman Schiff make it clear that they would like to pursue not just the head of the family, but the whole organization.
There's a lot to pursue here.
And they say in their introduction to their report, they by name mention Mulvaney, Pompeo, and Perry, the so-called three amigos.
Well, they weren't the original.
The Mulvaney, Pompeo, and Perry.
They're another set. They're the cabinet-level guys. Don't forget Sondland. But Perry gets to be in two amigo groups.
They're making the point here that there's more to this story in terms of the length of how long the Ukraine thing was going on and the depth within the administration. And basically what they're saying here is that there was a giant criminal conspiracy that went on for many months, if not more than a year.
And by the way, there's more to it, but we're not going to tell you.
There's more to it, but we're not going to go after it. So I find that as a reporter to be rather unsatisfying.
So in other words, they don't have enough stuff to get it done. And so they're leaving all these things hanging out there. Why don't they go spend time to go do it? And then the answer to that could be, well, there's really nothing there. They're trying to hang ornaments on a tree. But you can tell that the people here, they're very dissatisfied with what's happening here.
And also, for instance, there's just things that don't hold up. Like, they did the smear campaign against Marie Yovanovitch in order to have free reign to do their pressure campaign. So you get rid of Yovanovitch, and to have free reign, you put in Bill Taylor, who is now was the star witness. Like, that doesn't hold up. Also, Rudy Giuliani, if you actually listen to Rudy and the press reports and public interviews he's done, he said, I was there to defend Trump as a client against what Mueller was digging up. Nunes has been investigating what the Democrats have been cooking up for years now with the Steele dossier. I mean, there's just so much they're trying to fit into their narrative and their conspiracy of this scheme that's not adding up. And I think when you actually ask these guys, what were you up to, you'll get the truth. It has nothing to do with, very little to do with what they've painted.
Do you know what Rudy's doing today? He's working on a documentary about Ukraine, and that's going to debunk the whole Ukraine stuff and Trump and get back to the 2016 election stuff. They're a little worried. Okay, so we have to keep going here. So now the panel is going to get the rest of the information. If you aren't going to do this for political reasons, then go back and get the information. They're basically with this. They're indicting the Democrats.
Yeah. But I get the politics, I guess. Or do you?
I don't get the politics, actually, at all. I think the House leadership has just got a sort of a two personalities on this issue. One in which they want to dive in and investigate everything, and the other in which they want to hold back for reasons that I think we all agree we don't actually understand. But there's something else at play, and if I may say something that no one wants to hear.
Listen.
I think the American people have decided that Donald Trump did this, and that he leveraged U.S. foreign assistance, security assistance, in order to achieve political benefit for himself and dirt on a political rival. They've decided he did it. They've decided that probably it isn't impeachable, and they're really not that interested in the details.
Well,
that's a problem.
Here's the thing. The question you have to ask yourself is, did that happen organically? Or has this been a very successful campaign on the right? And no, my point is this. The Democrats chose not to engage in that campaign. The Republicans did a good job of basically putting those moderate House members on the spot on impeachment. And it's pressured them. And this has pressured Pelosi, I think.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely right. I think part of it is the good counter campaign. And that's where
they
the Republicans, well, the Republicans now have landed on, well, if it is improper, then it's probably not removable. It's that place that you say that the American people are at, because otherwise, what are the other choices to say that it's,
no other good choices.
It's perfectly fine to do?
Well, look at how he reacted
okay
to censure. By the way, look at how he reacted. Look at how Trump reacted to censure
Chuck,
today.
Chuck,
right.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Chuck, the Democrats already have a lot of sunk costs here on this. In other words, they're in this thing.
They're all in.
They're all in. They may as well continue. I mean, they said that, look, we're doing this out of duty to the country and to the Constitution and to history. We're not doing this for political reasons. Fine, I take them at their word. If they're doing it that way, then pursue it. And however much time it takes beyond, I'm not saying however much time, sure, but certainly don't rush it through at the moment when there are leads dangling out here to get a full picture, yeah, of a kind that we need for the sake of understanding what's happened to the constitutional process and the rule of law and what this means to history. That has to be done.
Or they don't have anything. They know they don't have anything, so they're not going anywhere with it. They're just going to leave these little particles dangling out there. Soulja Boy, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from Wow. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to Huawei.com and get yours today.
Wow.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199. And ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
For someone to meet, one woman.
Folks, we're going through with this on MTP Daily. But this just shows me, this tells me everything I need to know. They know it's not working out very well. You can just hear it in their tone. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you? Boy, that was a smackdown against Florida State.
It was some serious smack.
Really was.
I got my talking points. First of all, before I forget, Joey, great selection on the bumper music, a little Spandau Ballet, bringing it back for us older folks. Appreciate it.
Indeed.
You can't go wrong with it. It's a classic. And the second thing is, of course, I was going to talk about that Florida. I see that we're in the top 10. Us, Georgia, and LSU.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you, I think we're going to move
and
down.
Auburn went past Alabama, too.
I think Alabama, didn't they? Auburn moved up 6 or 7 positions?
I was just about to look it up. All I know is that they moved ahead of Alabama.
11 and yeah. 12, I think, is the position.
Yeah, because I think Bama's 12, aren't they?
Yeah.
You guys moved to 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some serious jump in there, like a leapfrog over there.
Oh, yeah.
And we should be moving up. We don't have any more games, but a couple of the teams that are in that position should have a loss and should move us into a nice bowl game on January 1st.
That's good. Congratulations.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Hey, I heard that Jim McElwain's talking about going to Arkansas.
Good for him.
And that's what I said. Bring it on. And he's also been talking to the people at Missouri, too. So I said, please do. Please do. That question, you had that little clip, audio clip of that lady saying, American people. What does she do? She thinks she can read my mind?
Well, no, what she's saying, American people are not convinced of this thing. Well, they're willing to accept things. I actually agree with her. I think that's, you know, they go, okay, yes, let's say he did do all that. Don't take him out of office for it.
Yeah, it was just kind of amazing when I heard that. And I what happened to old Petey Boy? He came to Montgomery?
Mayor Pete, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that
must have been on the DL, because I tell you, I would have been there wearing my Trump boxer shorts and Trump shoes and socks.
Well, he would have liked the boxer shorts.
He probably would have. I don't think it was cold that night either.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. No, but you know, it's amazing that you hear this. I bet you every Democrat connection was told about him coming through and stopping. But he's going to, nobody else gets a chance to do what they do in trying to disrupt their protests at their, you know, at their functions. It's amazing.
What did he do in Montgomery? Do we know where he went?
I heard he sat down with some, they mentioned some of the people he sat down with and talked and hashed about our abortion law. And he went after some, of course, overcrowding in the jails, and then civil rights. That was always a good no blanket to always use the general, you know, topic. And wasn't one other topic too? I think it was voting rights. That was another one too. Same old record.
Yeah, I wonder if he met with Stephen Reed since Kamala Harris came out and endorsed him, and she's no longer in the race.
That's a great. You know, I tell you. Wait a minute, Stephen endorsed her?
No, Kamala Harris endorsed Stephen Reed.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that carried a lot of weight.
Yeah, because she was so popular.
Yeah, exactly. She's a well-loved. Let me ask you a question. Are they going to be these Democrats are going to start dropping like flies?
They already have been dropping like flies.
We started out, we got up to almost 18 of them at one time. What are we up to now? Down to?
I think we're down to 12, 11.
Do you think?
Well, no, we keep adding some, you know. We add Mike Bloomberg, we add Patrick Deval Patrick.
What happened? Those two are spending all that money for a guy who's so smart with millions and millions of dollars, and he's wasting his time spending that advertising time in the state of Alabama. Waste.
Well, you're talking about Pete Buttigieg?
No, the ex-mayor of New York.
Bloomberg. Now, he's over in Mississippi.
Yeah, he's spending a lot of money on commercials. I see him when I'm watching TV in the local channels.
Yeah, I haven't seen any commercials. Well, no, I guess I have. I have seen it on cable.
Yeah, I've seen on ABC, CBS, and on the local channels, I've seen him. But I'm just surprised that he's spending that kind of money thinking that Alabama, he's even got a chance. I'd be spending it in states that I think I might have a chance.
Well, I think, again, I think what he's thinking is that something's going to happen to Biden.
He's waiting in the hallway, waiting for something to happen?
Yeah, it's kind of like the death watch.
And then he's going to, like a sneaky snake, he's going to slide in, skate in?
Yeah, so you get, he loses in Iowa. He loses in New Hampshire. He wins South Carolina, but doesn't win as much. And then you get to Super Tuesday, and then that's where Bloomberg is hitting. He's hitting all the Super Tuesday states with commercials, including Alabama.
So he's doing commercials. Is he going personally to any of these rallies, town hall meetings, or
He doesn't do rallies. He's not a rally kind of guy.
Okay. So he doesn't want to bring it to the people.
Well, the people don't want to see him.
They don't want to see him.
Yeah.
I've loaded up on so much at Costco and Sam's on popcorn, man. I'm telling you, I'm just waiting for the next, 10, 12, 14 months are going to be exciting.
They are indeed. Well, at least the next probably 3 months will be exciting.
And I think the Democrats have eventually got to go for each other's throat pretty soon. They can be kumbaya and holding hands together all the time and bashing Trump and everything. But at the end of the day, there's going to be who's the fittest to be able to feast on the others.
Well, we've got a Peter Ducey story that is going to Biden praise Kamala Harris because she was out and then smacked around Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, okay. I'll be listening to that. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the next clip here, and let's see where we are. Okay, this is the Dems didn't do a good job of making their case. Listen to this.
I take your point, and we can argue about the correct sort of philosophical and legalistic approach to this, but first of all, it's the first time I've heard anybody say the Republicans have got good game. I'm delighted
well,
to hear
this
it.
They
but,
had. On this they had, because they all financially, the amount of money they've put into these House districts has been very effective.
But I also think the Democrats a bunch of them. Played this game wrong. Look, I was away last week, as a lot of people were, and so at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, with my nice glass of wine, I come back to my 9,000 New York Times and Washington Post alerts. Parnas spoke to Giuliani. Giuliani spoke to Nunes. Nunes spoke to so-and-so. And I was just like, delete. And I'm sorry. People like us. This is our business. And even I can't.
No, I take your point. I go back. But the thing is, you're not wrong. But what I'm saying is this didn't happen organically. The Democrats did not. They decided not to have a campaign style war room to make their case. Politically, they thought that would be problematic. I get that. It now, though, has put them in this situation.
It's a lot harder. And one concern that they had was the fact that there is an election coming up, there are some of these, the Democrats are together, but there are still more moderate Democrats who come from districts who are tired of all this and who are worried about their own seats and worried about their fellow Democratic seats. And that was the idea that they could put forward this Ukrainian set of facts, get that done, get that wrapped up before the early primary states started going in their primaries. That's becoming more difficult. It's becoming more unruly, but it was a real and understandable concern going in.
You can hear it, can't you? You can hear the tone of this thing is that they're going like the Democrats are screwed up. And guess what? They're now talking about delaying the vote till after Christmas. So this isn't going to be something that's going to be done in the next 3 weeks. We're going to be doing possibly in the next 7 weeks. News Talk 93.1, we have one more cut that's very telling. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.